I gotta play something for you. I gotta play something here for you because it's you know the effort that people will put in just to avoid taking responsibility for their own behavior. It is breathtaking some days. But Katie Hill resigned from Congress here a few days ago. And yesterday she gave her last speech on the floor of the House. Katie Hill, a freshman member of Congress from California. And pictures surfaced of Katie Hill with, naked pictures of her combing the hair of one of her staff members. And then it came out that she had been having this sexual affair with at least one of her staffers, maybe more. It involved her husband, now soon to be ex-husband, in some sort of a three-way whatever, right? And by the way, it's a blatant violation of congressional rules to be involved romantically with your staff members. Often causes people to lose their job in Congress. Happens all the time. So she resigned from Congress in part for engaging in the sexual relationship with staff members in violation of congressional rules. But instead of taking responsibility, Katie Hill, like any good 12-year-old, blamed anyone and everyone else she could think of for her failures. For her failures. You need to hear it to truly appreciate it. It's bite number 5 with now former member of Congress, Katie Hill. Go.
Here in the halls of Congress, the fight will go on without me. And I trust so many of my colleagues to be strong on this front while I move on to one of the many other battlefields. Because we have an entire culture that has to change, and we see it in stark clarity today. The forces of revenge by a bitter, jealous man, cyber exploitation and sexual shaming that target our gender, and a large segment of society that fears and hates powerful women have combined to push a young woman out of power and say that she doesn't belong here. Yet a man who brags about his sexual predation, who's had dozens of women come forward to accuse him of sexual assault, who pushes policies that are uniquely harmful to women, and who has filled the courts with judges who proudly rule to deprive women of the most fundamental right to control their own bodies, sits in the highest office of the land.
That's just embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, that's just honestly embarrassing. You broke the rules. You were caught because you were reckless, and everybody around you, to a person, has been concerned about your alcoholism and substance abuse issues for a long time. They were only amplified when you won an election, and yet you are in denial so deep right now that you want to blame everyone around you and try the whataboutism of, but what about the president? He did what? Appointed judges that believe in the Constitution? He did what? Had a one-night stand with a porn star? Maybe he did. Not illegal. Maybe untoward and, reprehensible, certainly to his wife. But illegal, no. And a violation of the congressional laws, no. So Katie Hill, shame on you for not being able to accept your responsibility. Shame on you for not being able to say, I blew it. Because Katie Hill, you did. At any rate, she's gone. By the way, George Papadopoulos running for that seat. Yeah, that George Papadopoulos, like, as if there'd be more than one. George Papadopoulos running for the seat vacated by Katie Hill. It's since empty in California now. All right, here's something for you to consider if you've gone to college or you know people that are, or maybe you're planning on sending your kids to college in the future. I hope to, but good Lord, is this stifling. I mean, colleges used to be a place you would go and you would learn and there'd be the dank library and this. You go to these colleges now, it's like an all-inclusive sandals resort. Meals and drinks and not alcohol, apparently, but they're like luxury. They're like luxury vacation places. It's like a resort. And as a result, the cost of going to college has skyrocketed. I mean, pools and and lounges and, you know, eateries and coffee shops that are all part of the student experience, that all costs a lot of money. And with that in mind, the University of Chicago is projected now to be the first American university to cost $100,000 a year. But the fact of the matter is, fewer students are actually paying the full tuition. Widespread discounting is helping to push more people through and making it more complicated as well. But $100,000 a year, and by the way, that'll happen within about 5 years. The cost to go to the University of Chicago about 5 years hence will be $100,000 a year. Of course, that includes luxury room and board. Because, you know, you can't go through college unless you have luxury accommodations. I didn't find that to be true. I didn't have luxury accommodations. By the way, other schools could be just as expensive by that time, at least a few, including Harvey Mudd College in California, Harvey Mudd, Columbia in New York, and Southern Methodist University in Texas. All projected to be close to $100,000 or at $100,000 in about 5 years' time as well. Paying more than $100,000 for tuition, fees, books, room, and board is, let's be honest, a lot more money than it should cost. It is absolutely outrageous. And yet, Elizabeth Warren and our friends on the left says that we should pay for that. You and I should pay $100,000 a year for a kid to go to the University of Chicago and get a gender studies degree. That's obscene and outrageous. It's not my responsibility to pick up the tab for you to go to Southern Methodist University or Harvey Mudd College at $100,000 a year to get a communications degree like 10 million other people in the same year that will guarantee you no job at all. I think our priorities are out of whack, and you can trace this back, direct line, going back about 10 years when Barack Obama and the United States government took over almost 100% of all student loans. And one government entity would loan money to a private individual to pay to another government entity, a public university. I know they're not all public, but follow the money and watch how the money goes out of control. When the government starts loaning money for people to spend on things, how the price of everything goes through the roof. That's the way it works, boys and girls. There's your mathematics lesson for today. When the government gets involved, everything's more expensive. Nothing works properly. You got it. 41 after on the Steve Gerber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.